Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 20th of May, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Microsoft President Brad Smith says the company was on the wrong side of history when open source exploded at the beginning of the century. Speaking remotely at an MIT event, Smith notes the company has changed track over the years. The Verge cites Microsoft as the single largest global contributor to open source projects. Sony and Microsoft announce an image tech partnership, with terms undisclosed. Sony's recently announced IMX500 camera sensor will connect to Microsoft Azure's IoT network, allowing it to process images in real time. IMX500 is intended for enterprise uses such as monitoring shopper behavior and counting footfall. Apple rolls out iOS 13.5 beta, featuring the Exposure Notification API, jointly developed with Google. Also features a faster Face ID skip process, making it easier to unlock a device when wearing a mask. Additionally, users can turn off automatic face zooming during multiple-person FaceTime calls. NASDAQ plans to introduce new IPO restrictions that will impact China-based firms, according to Reuters sources. The exchange will require companies raise at least $25 million in their listings, or a quarter of their post-listing market cap. The Nasdaq is reportedly concerned about a lack of accounting transparency in China. YouTube on Tuesday launched a new program to help advertisers reach more valuable viewers who watch content on their TV screens in an effort to retain advertising revenue at a time when brands are slashing budgets due to the coronavirus pandemic. The program called YouTube Select will let brands buy ads that will reach people watching on their TV, whether they are streaming individual YouTube videos or watching YouTube TV, the company's live TV service. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.